What would one be that didn't have a roof on it? Would you have a plan for that?
Just an entrance.
Okay. And I'll get a roof on it though.
Mm-hmm.
If none of the roofs are there, unless you... doorway maybe.
Uh-huh. But you wouldn't have anything that was like a porch?
No,
okay, well that's fine. And I say it's just as important, you know, the things that you wouldn't have terms for as the things that you did. What do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where cows are enclosed for milking?
Lot.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Well, in England it's Stonehenge, and in Scotland it's Stonehenge.
And what would it be here?
It'd be wall.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden vessel open at the top for carrying water or milk?
Well, it's usually called a pail back on the bucket.
Okay, fine.
But that's what worried me about calling you. The car seats, my car had bucket seats, my last car. And I said, why can't you go on a landing chair? That's called a chair, that's what they want. Instead of bucket seat.
Yeah.
You can sit down in a bucket.
I hope not.
I hope not. Get hung in there and get you there.
What do you call the same thing that's made out of metal?
Same thing as what we were talking about.
As a bucket.
Yeah.
See, if it's wooden, a large wooden vessel, you might call it one thing. And if it's made out of tin or, you know, some kind of metal, you might call it something else. Or would you use the same word for both things?
I thought tin bucket. Metal.
Okay, fine.
What would be a can? It wouldn't be a can if it had a handle. It wouldn't be a can.
What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Skillet.
Okay.
Not a spider. Spider had legs too.
All right. What do you call the thing in the kitchen sink that the water comes out of when you turn it on?
Wash it. Not a spigot.
Okay.
So spigot is what it is. O-T, you know. But it's frequently called spigot.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you've heard it called spigot.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. What do you call the same thing that might be used on a barrel? To turn.
What is it called? It has a special name now. Could you use another way to have that?
We just have the same words that we have for the thing on the same. Do you have any special words for it?
Well, if I call it a faucet, it's called a... It's all I can think of at the moment. And when you for electric coffee, you don't call it a faucet. What do you call it? I don't know. Unless it's a faucet, I'd have to go.
Okay. What do you call the same thing that's out in the yard that water comes out of? Where you hook up a hose?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I call it an outlet, but it's not an outlet, it's
Well, if that's what you call it, that's what I want to know. That's what we're interested in, you know, that's just the word that you would normally use. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Well, they're usually called a sack, a bag, but I call them a sack.
Okay, good. Well, that's what I want to know.
That sounds very provincial, but that's what I call it.
What do you call a light sack that's made out of loosely woven cloth? You mentioned it before when you were talking about this chair. You said that it had a certain kind of
crocus sack.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about this long and about this big, and you hold it up and blow on it?
Huh?